This is the BBC.
You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
They're hardly the strongest team in the league, are they?
What's at the cross? No, they're a bunch of losers.
So what are you so twitchy about?
Me?
Well, you should be feeling good about this afternoon, not pacing up and down the kitchen. What's bugging you?
You're not going to like this, but I need to ask you something.
What?
No, don't worry, it's not another big life question thing here.
Oh, okay, go on then.
I need you to give me your national insurance number.
Oh.
Okay, I know you give it me already, but somehow I lost it and now I need it to transfer into your new ISA.
Is that all?
I know it's sad and boring and nerdy of me.
Harrison.
But we're almost a month into the new tax year already and
Harrison,
I just...
Harrison, it's okay. It's fine. You needn't be scared to ask me.
No, I wasn't.
Relax. But... It's all good. I understand.
Do you?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, great. Well... As long as you're up to speed.
Yes. Right, hold on. I'll go and find the number now.
Oh, great. Right, mate. How's things? What? Oh, mate, you've got to be kidding me.
So it's fully portable. You just got to charge it up.
Yeah, I get it.
Well, I think you have to plug in a USB somewhere.
No, it's got some charge already, see?
Oh, yeah. Then all you got to do...
It's okay. I'm there. It's done.
Oh, yeah. Well, there you go.
That's great.
Well, I know you've always wanted a wireless speaker.
Awesome. Great sound. Thanks, Will.
Ah, you're welcome, Jake. And you can put it here, on your new shelves, where it's safe and out of the way.
Yeah, I'll make sure it doesn't get bust. Sorry again about the laptop.
It doesn't matter. Dylan's dad said he can get it repaired at work for nothing.
I know, but I'm sorry.
And I know you'll look after your speaker. We want you to feel at home, don't we? I mean, when you come to stay.
Yeah.
Oh, and here. I picked this up the other day. Thought you might be interested.
Laser tag.
Well, it's the indoor place in Felpersham. They've got a promotional offer next weekend. I wondered if you and Mia would like to go along.
Yeah. Yes, please.
Great. Okay, then. I'll book it.
Thanks, Will. That's amazing.
Yeah, well, hold on. There's one condition.
Okay, so...
Before we go, I think you'll need some weapons training. Tuesday night, after school, I've booked us in for some clay shooting.
Clays? You mean, like, for real?
Yeah. Well, you're old enough now. It's time you learned how to handle a shotgun. So what do you think?
Yes.
Well, I've told your dad, so it's all sorted. I'll pick you straight up from school.
Okay.
Good. Now, if you can find your sister, we're going to watch Ambridge play Waterloo Cross.
I thought we were going to the Black Country Museum.
Well, I thought we could do that next week instead. I'll give you something else to look forward to. Sorry, if you'd rather go today, we...
No, the cricket sounds great.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Poppy and George are coming, and me mum.
Okay, then.
Good man. I can't have you getting bored, can we?
Adam!
Oh, hi. So, you come to see the match?
I've got a few things to say to you first.
Oh?
Have you talked to Dad over the last few days? Have you even seen him?
No, I'm not sure if I have... Alice, what's this all about?
Well, I saw him last night. I called in at the farm and talked to him, and I can tell you he's in a pretty bad place.
How exactly?
Stressed out and tired and ill and depressed.
Really? Mum doesn't seem too worried about him.
Because he hides it from her and everyone else. He doesn't let her see it. I seem to be the only person he's honest with right now. The only one who notices.
Okay. Well... Even if that's true, I'm not sure what I can do about it.
Adam!
And I can't do this now. I've got to get my pads on.
No, Adam, wait!
If Brian's feeling stressed, we all know why that is.
What?
He's only got himself to blame.
Adam, how can you possibly... Adam!
Hey, fella love.
So how's it going? Have you found a replacement for Roy?
No, we're still a man down. Unless...
No, Harrison, you're not making me look an idiot on the cricket pitch.
Okay. Oh, hey, who's this?
Hello.
Hey, Alice, be careful.
What?
Roy's dropped out and Harrison's looking for volunteers.
What, me?
Well, you've done all right in the single wicket.
No.
And we've got our smart new women's changing rooms and they're all saying Alistair's done such a brilliant job. You should go in and have a look.
Yeah, sorry, I would, but my old knee injury's playing out, you know.
Okay, fair enough. Oh, Fallon, I've got something for you.
What?
It's the form for your new ISA. I printed it out for you to sign. So when you get a minute...
See, Alice, how sad is he?
Well, you did say earlier...
It's okay, I'm just kidding.
Right, I better go and rally the troops. I'll see you later.
Bye.
Good luck. So, Alice... Are you going to stay and watch?
Yeah. I think I might hang around until tea time.
Great. So I'll have someone to talk to. As long as it's not about cricket. Or ices.
So, what's Roy's excuse?
Oh, something at work. Sounded real enough.
Okay.
Sure he wouldn't let us down otherwise.
And you've tried...
Oh, I've called everyone else I can think of. Gone through the whole list. No joy.
Right, well...
Our first match of the season. Doesn't bode well, does it?
Waterley Cross? They have a pretty good chance, even one man
Hold
down.
On, I'm going to talk to the captain.
Hey, look who's here.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Will.
Afternoon, Harrison. Adam.
Hey, good to see you.
Hello, stranger. Welcome back.
Nice to see you too.
We've missed you over the last few weeks, mate.
Yeah.
You doing all right?
Well, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, it's been really tough for you, mate. We've all been thinking of you.
Thanks. Thanks, that means a lot to me.
Here, come on, grab a seat.
Yeah, I'll save some for the kids. They're just getting a drink. We thought we'd come and see you hammer Waterley Cross.
Ah.
Well.
Well, you thinking what I'm thinking, Adam?
Could be worth a try.
What? Well, actually, Will, now that you're here, well, you could be just the man we're looking for.
Do you think he volunteered?
I don't know. Harrison can be very persuasive.
She looks determined anyway.
Yeah. Well, I think it's great for Will. I mean, it'll do him good to go out there and enjoy himself, won't it? After what he's been through.
Mm, yeah.
Oh, look over there, Linda Snell.
Oh, my. A poodle.
Yeah, she's been borrowing dogs from a dog owner's website, trying them out.
Yeah, I heard.
Don't you think it looks just like her?
Yes.
Both of them strutting around with their nose in the air.
Perfect match, I'd say.
Ooh, Will, that was lucky. Could have been LBW.
Hey, we weren't going to talk about cricket, remember?
Oh, sorry.
Oh, you were saying about Harrison and his OCD.
No, I didn't say that, Alice.
Oh, sorry.
It's not OCD. He's just wired a bit different to me, that's all.
Well, me and Chris are both terrible savers.
Yeah?
Complete disaster zones. As soon as we've got it, we spend it.
Oh, that's what I mean. It's good that Harrison's a planner. And I don't have to worry about all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so it's win all round, isn't it?
Yeah. It's taken me a while, but I'm starting to realise just how lucky I am. Oh, catch it! Oh, no. Oh, Will.
Stupid. Stupid. How can I...
Hey, Will, that was such bad luck.
Yeah.
Luck nothing. I shouldn't have played that ball. I should have left it.
No, don't blame yourself. It's so hard to judge the ball.
Nah, I messed up. Out for a blooming thug. I wish you hadn't talked me into it, Harrison.
No, don't say that.
Yeah. Come on, Will, it's okay.
Well, I'm sorry, Harrison. I'm not staying.
Oh, Will.
No, I'm not playing after tea. You'll have to field without me.
Will, wait!
That was tough.
Yeah.
Oh, poor guy.
You've got to feel sorry for him, haven't you?
Yeah.
Though now, we'll have to field with one player down.
Maybe. Let's see how it goes. Maybe you'll feel better about it after tea.
Adam!
Look out. Here we go.
Jake.
Hey, Will.
Come on, where's your sister? We're going home.
What? Aren't we going to stay and watch the rest?
This was all a big mistake. We should never have come down here.
Why? It's been great. I'm having a good time.
I should have had more sense. Now they all feel they've got to be sorry for me. Treat me like an imbecile. That makes it even worse.
What?
Where's Mia?
There, with Clary and Poppy.
Mia!
Can't we stay for the end? It's good us being here together. It feels, like, special. I don't want to go back yet.
Well, I don't know.
It'll be like the weekend's already over. Then I'll be back with Dad, and I won't see you till Tuesday.
Well, okay then. We'll stay.
Thanks, Will.
Mia, come on. Who wants an ice cream?
Yes.
I still don't get you, Adam. I really don't. Why do you have to treat Dad this way?
You know why. Just go down to Lowmead and take a look.
So one mistake. He made one mistake all that time ago.
Yeah, quite a big mistake.
40 years ago, when things were so different. Laws, attitudes about the environment. Plus he was short of money.
I'm sorry, but that's no excuse for what he did.
Ugh, sometimes I think you are just so mean and self-obsessed.
What?
You just don't get how lucky you are, do you? You've been handed your share of the farm on a plate. It wasn't like that for Dad. He spent his whole life building up the business.
With some help.
It is his life, Adam. He's kept at it 24/7 so that he'd have it to pass on to us. And now you do this to him.
Alice,
vote
Alice.
Him down. Force him into retirement after all he's done for you. And that was just mean and vindictive.
Because he lied to us about what he knew.
Yes, so he shouldn't have. But does it really make any difference?
Of course it does.
No. Nobody else knows about it. Just the family. Whatever happens now, whether we're prosecuted or whatever, it's going to happen anyway. Whatever Dad did or didn't know.
That's beside the point, Alice.
No, it's not. You keep saying, oh dear, I'm so sad and sorry it happened like this. But you know, I only did it for the sake of the farm.
Yes, because I did.
Well, you seem to have forgotten. The farm is a partnership, or it's nothing. And Dad's still a partner. How's it going to help anyone if you've made him so upset and angry and resentful?
Look, I wish he wasn't, but...
Yes, yeah, so you agree. Home Farm can only work as a family partnership.
Yes, yes, of course.
Yeah, well, now it's broken. And it's you who's broken it. So it's up to you to fix it.
Oh, sorry.
Alistair, you don't have to knock. I'm only making my breakfast.
Yes. I met the postman out there.
Oh, those for me?
One is... The other two are addressed to both of us.
Right.
An electric bill. Not sure about the other. So, do you want to open them or...?
Well...
I really don't mind either way.
All right. How about you do the bill? I'll do the other.
Fair enough.
You could have opened them yourself, you know. Let's not get too hung up about it.
We are going to have to make some kind of arrangement, though, Shula.
Yeah, but only until we get our own separate... Well, you know...
Yes.
Mine's only junk anyway.
Okay, well, that's the bill. You decide what we do about that.
Yeah.
Okay, then, I'll...
I'm making some coffee. Would you like
no,
some?
No, thanks. I'll do mine in the surgery.
Okay. Have you had anything else?
I've got a microwave set up now. I'll heat myself a bowl of porridge.
Right.
So, surgery starts in half an hour. I'd better get on.
I may be getting superstitious in my old age.
How come?
Well, I mean, did we somehow put a jinx on the first transfer by seeing the embryo before it went in?
What?
Well, yeah, I know. I know it sounds crazy, but, you know, like seeing the bride before the wedding.
Ian?
Okay, right, all right. It's bonkers.
Yes. Anyway, I imagine Kate will have zapped any jinx with her Mother Earth blessing.
Yeah, it didn't help in the end, though, did it?
No, well... Second time lucky?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Maybe we shouldn't go along next time.
You are getting superstitious.
No, seriously. On a purely practical level, maybe it's best for Lexi if we don't.
Well...
If she's more relaxed. We don't want to crowd her.
I don't know. I'm happy to play it however you want.
Look, it's got to be a joint decision. That's what it's all about.
All right, I know. It's just...
Okay, I'm sorry. It's just bad timing. You've got other stuff to deal with right now.
Yes, I have.
Okay.
As Alice keeps pointing out.
Oh, you still haven't told me what she said.
Oh. She said a lot of things. You know she's been on Brian's side all along. She wasn't exactly holding back.
I don't suppose she was.
But she was right about one thing. It's no good me waiting for Brian to give in gracefully. I need to try and fix things with him. That's my mission for today, when I'm not out spraying.
Okay. I'm into work. I hope it goes really well for you.
Thanks.
There you are. Good girl. Just...
Shula!
Oh, hello. You're back.
Sorry to interrupt. I just...
No, that's fine. I'm taking Nightshade out. Thought we might go down to Hayden Barrow, hey girl?
So you won't be using the washing machine?
What?
I've got some stuff to go through.
Oh.
If that's okay with you?
Of course.
If it's a problem, I can always take it down to Dad's.
Alistair, you don't have to ask permission to use the washing machine.
Just thought I'd better check first.
When I suggested you came back here, I meant come back properly. Back to your home. Not as some kind of lodger.
But not as a husband, either.
No. But much better than you camping down at Jim's.
Yes, I know. But can't you see, this is all very strange for me. I'm having to live by a whole new set of rules. It's going to take me a while to get used to it.
Yes. All right. I'm sorry. Of course it is.
So, if you're going out, I'll put this through the machine now.
Yes. Oh, and Alistair.
What?
Well, I've made a casserole from the lamb David gave us.
Oh, have you?
Yes, and there's far more than I can eat. Why don't you...
No! No. Thanks for the offer.
You sure? It's better than eating alone from the microwave.
No. Honestly, I'll find somewhere else to have my supper.
We've not had a chance to talk for a while.
I know. Ian was just saying this morning, we've all been so...
busy.
Yeah, as ever.
You on the farm, me at the chicken factory.
Oh yes, how's that going for you?
You know, it's a job.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm sorry we haven't...
No need to apologise. I can see with all this stuff going on.
The contractors? Yes, I came up to see how they were doing.
I used to like to walk up here. Now it's all such a big mess.
Well, they're making progress, apparently.
Good.
It's hard to tell from here.
So, I just wanted to say, I hope you're feeling better now.
Better?
About the transfer.
Oh, yes, that.
Not too disappointed.
No.
Really?
No, it's all fine. We do understand. There are no guarantees.
Well, no, but...
Though, to be honest with you, Lexi, I've had so much else going on, I've not had time to even think about it.
No. Well, I've got a very good feeling about the next time.
Oh, well, good.
I'm getting excited already, aren't you?
Excited?
Perhaps it's intuition.
Maybe, yes. Ah, here's Brian.
Well, I'm glad you've not been too upset about it anyway.
No, look, sorry, I do need to try and...
That's okay, don't worry. We'll keep in touch, okay?
Yes, let's do that.
Bye.
Bye. Brian, hi.
I thought you were out spraying.
Just stopped by to have a look. I was saying to Lexi that contractors seem to be making good progress.
Do they?
Yes, it's looking a lot less like a battlefield. Much tidier already. I can see you've got them well organized.
Who, me?
Well, you've been up here every day, haven't you? Chasing them up, keeping their minds on the job, and well, it's obviously paying off. I'm impressed.
Oh, you're impressed?
Yes, I mean, it's not quite the end yet, but maybe it's the beginning of the end.
Well, I'm glad it all meets with your approval, Adam.
Look, Brian...
I expect you thought I'd make a complete hash of it, as I'm so long past my sell-by date.
Brian...
I'm sure they'd have done a much better job with you in charge.
Oh, Alistair, hey. It's good to see you.
Hi, Ian.
What brings you up to Grey Gables?
Well, hunger, I suppose.
Okay, yeah. Good answer. You've come to the right place.
Is the restaurant open?
Just about. We start serving in 10 minutes.
I'm afraid I haven't got around to booking.
No, that's not a problem. We've plenty of space. It's just for the one, is it?
Yes, just the one.
Okay. I'm sure we can sort you out a quiet table.
Great. I'll let you get back to the kitchen then.
Oh, Alistair, I saw Jim on the green and he said you've moved back to the stables.
Yes, I have.
So, I mean, can I ask, is that a positive sign?
Let's just say it's one up on Dad's spare room.
Okay.
Ian!
Oh, Lexi, hello. If you're looking for Kirsty, she's already in the bar.
Oh, okay. Hi, Alistair.
Hi, Lexi.
You two planning a girls' night out?
No, just a quick drink.
After a hard day in the chicken factory?
I'll go and grab a table.
Okay, enjoy your meal.
Thanks.
Ian, while I'm here...
What, is everything okay?
We're fine, yes. Well...
Well?
I saw Adam, and I'm a bit worried about him.
Worried why?
When we talked about the transfer, I said I hoped he wasn't too disappointed, and he said no.
Yeah, well, that's good, isn't it? He's staying positive.
But is he? I mean, the way he said it, I wondered if he cared at all.
Oh, Lexi, of course he cares.
Okay, so maybe I got this all wrong, but it was like he wasn't really listening to me.
Oh, well, look, that's Adam. I feel the same way sometimes.
Yeah, but this wasn't about who does the chores. It was about the big things. About the baby. About me changing my whole life to try and make it happen for you.
Yeah,
and if he's
that.
Not really committed, that makes me worry.
Where was he when you saw him?
At work, down by the poison field.
Well, there you are. He's got all that to deal with right now. He's not got the space to think about much else.
Well, that...
Look...
That's what he said to me, but...
Take it from me. I know he gets distracted. But I know, Adam, deep down, he really does care, so there's no need for you to worry. Okay?
Brian!
I'm afraid I can't stop now. I got some calls to make.
Whoa, hold on, please. Wait. What I said earlier about your management of the contractors, it was genuinely meant. I'm sorry if it came over the wrong way.
Oh, no. I'm very glad you approve. Given that you think I'm no longer fit to have any kind of responsibility.
Brian, come on.
What?
You know we can't go on like this. It's not doing any good to anyone.
I'm not sure what you mean, Adam.
We can't keep up this stupid standoff.
What standoff? I'm just getting used to my new status around here. Or lack of it.
All right. Just let me say this. Yesterday, I spoke to Alice. She reminded me that the success of the farm, of the business, depends on the partnership. And she's absolutely right.
And you think that staging a coup to force me out is good for the partnership?
I'm not going to make excuses for what I said at the meeting.
No, I didn't suppose you would.
But you know why? You weren't about to resign or step down gracefully, were you?
No, because there was absolutely no reason why I should.
Now, come on, be honest. We're not that different, you and me. We both put the long-term future of the farm above anything else, above any personal considerations. You might have done exactly the same in my position.
It's the way you did it, Adam. If you really believe what Alice told you...
Yes, I do. And by suggesting you should retire...
Suggesting? Oh, not how I remember it.
I wasn't meaning to cut you out completely. You know that. You'll still be here. You'll still be a part of the business. And I'll still need your help, your advice and support.
Oh, will you?
Of course. As I've always done in the past. That's not going to change.
Adam, you can't have it both ways.
What?
Either I'm still part of this farm, or I'm only fit for the scrap heap. You made your view quite clear at the meeting.
Brian.
So you won't get any advice from me. You'll have to manage without it.
Alistair. So how was the meal?
The risotto? Yeah, it was good. My compliments.
I'll pass it on. The sous chef's in charge now. I'm off home.
Hmm.
What about yourself?
Oh, I can't say I'm in any great hurry to get back.
No?
No. I'm going to stay here a while, kill some time.
Look, I didn't mean to pry when I asked about the stables.
No, it's fine. Back there now, it's no great secret.
But things haven't changed with you and Shula?
Mm. I think she felt guilty about me camping down at Dad's place. So now we're back to sharing the same house again. But nothing else has changed. She made that pretty clear.
Yeah, I understand. I can see where you're not in any rush to get home.
Well, that's just it, Ian, you see. It's the same house, but it's not really home anymore.
That must be weird for you.
It is. I'm there, and everything looks the same, and obviously it's much better that we're being civil, but I'm shut out of my old life, gone forever. It's like being stuck in some peculiar kind of nightmare.
And... you don't know how long for?
Until we start getting on each other's nerves, I'd imagine. Still, no use moaning about it. At least until then, I'll have a roof over my head. Just have to grin and bear it.
Come on, Freddy. You know you want to.
Dodgeball.
Not like a proper game, just me and a few mates messing about, having a laugh.
No, I can't. Not tonight.
So what's stopping you?
My exams? I've got loads of work to do.
Yeah, that's what you said last night.
Because it's true. I'm like the new, focused, hard-working, responsible student, and you're being a bad influence, Johnny.
Yeah, okay, sorry. I'll leave you to it.
Maybe another night, though. It sounds fun.
You're on. I'll see you around, mate.
Hey, Johnny, you heading to the Black Dragon?
Yeah, just for half an hour before we start.
Well, I don't have to go back yet. Maybe I'll come and hang out just for a bit.
Okay, great. I'll buy you one.
Oh, look! Guess who?
Ellis, give me a break.
Ah, Freddie, where are you going? You in a hurry?
What's it to you?
You and me. We need to have a little talk.
No, we don't. I've got nothing to say to you.
Hey, all I want is a friendly word.
I said, do one.
Bit harsh, mate.
You heard him, Ellis. Sounds like good advice to me.
Fine. We'll save it for later.
Catch up with you soon, though, yeah? Okay, then. Shall we?
Well, wait. So what was all that? What's up between you and that idiot?
Nothing. Honest. I think he's just got some issues. Too much testosterone. Come on, I need a drink.
Okay, so tell me again.
Always treat a gun as if it's loaded. Never point it at or near anyone else and keep it open
what,
until...
What, broken? Broken and unloaded?
Broken and unloaded until you're ready to shoot.
That's it. Well done. Right, so here. You can load it now.
Okay.
Right, slide them in. That's it. Now close it, snap it shut. Good man. Ready?
I think so, yeah.
Just remember what I said. Tuck the gun well into your shoulder, give it plenty of lead, and try to follow through. Keep on swinging.
Follow through, yeah.
So, let's do this, shall we?
Yes.
Right, pull! Right, there it comes. Nice and steady.
Oh.
I reckon that was close.
You think?
Yeah, definitely. Let's try that again, shall we?
Oh, hi, Mum. Yeah, just to say I'm running a bit late, but I'll be back in time to eat. Yeah. See you then. Bye.
Freddie.
Oh, please. Lovely to hear you being so responsible. Don't want her to worry, do we?
What do you want now, Ellis?
I said, we need to talk.
Whatever it is, can it wait until another time?
Not really. What I said about you dealing in college, remember?
What? Dealing? Who's dealing?
You. Pushing pills in the car park last night?
Pills? What pills?
Freddie, my friend. You were seen. I've got witnesses.
You must have got it wrong then.
No. Passing pills to that loser mate of yours? One with no chin?
No, I wasn't. And even if I had been, nothing to do with you.
Isn't it?
Well, you don't own the place. Anyway, you're wrong. I wasn't dealing.
Okay. You're completely innocent. Show me what's in your bag.
What?
Come on. Say you've got nothing to hide. Show me!
Hey! No! Leave
it! If you won't, then...
Get off me!
I'm gonna have to...
Hey! Oh. That's enough, guys! Oh.
Get him off! Make him stop!
Ellis, I said enough! Break it up!
Come on! Yeah. Oh. Yeah, okay. Don't want to spoil his baby looks, do we?
Now go. Go on, get out of here, Ellis. Get lost.
Remember, Freddy, no more pills, okay? I'll be watching you.
Are you okay, Freddy?
Oh! Look what he did to me. My nose is bleeding.
So what did he say about pills?
I don't know. All his crazy stuff, like he's some sort of gangster.
Freddy.
I don't know what kind of TV shows he watches. Ow!
What did you say to him?
Me? Nothing! He must have got me mixed up with somebody else.
Like in some dealer somebody?
Not me, Johnny. Would even I be that stupid?
No, I know you wouldn't.
Oh, my nose!
Okay then, ready?
Ready.
And pull! Right, don't rush it, nice and easy. Yes!
Yes!
Right and left!
Got them both. I can't believe it. I can't believe I did that.
Nice shooting.
Yeah, well, it's got to be fluke, though.
Oh, no, you don't hit two by accident.
I guess not.
Right, you did well. Want to try again?
Thanks, but my shoulder's getting sore.
Ah, good time to call it a day, then. Well, you pick up the shells, while I put the gun in the sleeve.
Mir's never going to believe me.
Well, I never shot that good on my first lesson.
Didn't you?
Oh, no. As I remember, I spent most of it shooting holes in the sky. Now, I reckon you're a natural, Jake.
Yeah?
Oh, yes. But keep practicing, and you can make the Olympics next time round.
Whatever.
I'm glad you enjoyed it anyway. Maybe not quite as exciting as football, but...
I've had such a great time, thanks.
Oh, well, I enjoyed it too. So, let's get this stuff back in the car.
Okay.
Then I don't know about you, but I'm famished. You fancy a burger?
A burger?
Oh, the place on the ring road, you know? It's on our way back.
I think Dad's expecting me home.
Not for a while yet.
Soon, and there's my homework.
So, we'll need to be quick about it then. Come on.
Freddie?
Hey.
Hey, have you been back long?
No, just got in.
Oh, I didn't hear you. Freddie, your nose, what happened?
It's Johnny's fault. Got me playing dodgeball.
Dodgeball?
Yeah, accident, someone's elbow.
Oh, Freddie, what have I said about you and contact sports? Now look what's happened.
It's not serious.
Oh, it looks quite painful. I'm sure your nose is a different shape. Here, let me
Don't touch it!
Sorry. Oh, all that blood.
It's fine. It's stopped now. I'll live.
I'm glad to hear it. I think I may be heading for an early grave, though.
Oh, yeah? How come?
English revision. It's totally doing my head in.
But you like English. It's your thing.
Not this. Critical terms. I mean, who can possibly remember the exact difference between an epigram and an aphorism?
Well, not me.
All those stupid isms. There's so many of them, I keep getting mixed up.
Yeah?
I've been trying all evening. It's driving me insane.
Okay, so maybe I can help you out.
There we go. Got your school bag?
Yeah, it's all here.
Right, is this somebody home?
Dad?
Jake, hello.
Hi, Nan.
Sorry, telly, I didn't hear you.
Beth.
Hello, love. Hello.
Oh, I wasn't expecting to see you here.
Oh, well.
Where's Dad?
Ellie's mum had another turn.
Oh, a turn?
It's her blood pressure. She's had a few of them lately, poor woman.
Oh.
I don't think it's anything too serious, but Ellie and Andrew had to go round and sort her out. Take her down to the walk-in clinic.
Oh, I see.
Oh, yeah.
So, Andrew called me.
I've got a message here from Dad.
And I came over to be here for Jake.
Oh, well, that was good of you.
Oh, I don't mind. I'm only too pleased to help. Though I've been here for quite a while.
Oh, yeah. I know we're a few minutes late.
Well...
Sorry.
45 minutes.
We were both hungry after the shooting, so we stopped off for a bite.
Well, I've had his tea waiting for him here.
It's okay, Nan. I'm still hungry.
But I didn't think Andrew would mind if...
I'm sure it was only a misunderstanding. It's just that... Jake's got school tomorrow and his homework.
It's okay, Nan. I've got time for that.
All right. Why don't you go up and make a start while I get your tea out and have a talk with Will?
So, you picture a house with lots of rooms and store the things you want to remember?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, well, I've tried that before, but it ends up so huge I keep getting lost.
That's what I'm saying. Instead of making one up, I picture this place instead, the hall.
Ah, okay, yes.
I mean, it's got, like, literally hundreds of rooms.
Well, not literally, Freddie.
Plenty. If you count all the attics and cellars, and we know them all inside out.
Yes, that's true, we do.
It really works. It helps me remember stuff. You should try it with your isms.
Brilliant. And who says he's just a pretty face?
Ah, well.
Apart from your nose.
I'm really seriously revising, but no one believes me.
Aww.
But it's true. I'm not some kind of loser.
No.
I'm working really hard, blazing away here. I'm totally charged.
I believe you, Freddie. You've done great. The way you've got yourself together and focused. I'm really proud of you.
Aw, thanks.
So never mind those idiots at college. You're not a loser. You're my twin brother.
Aww.
Here, come on. Sibling hug.
Ow, my nose.
So perhaps I'm too hard on you sometimes. But you know I love you really, don't you?
I've been speaking to them a lot, Jake and Mia. They FaceTime me.
Oh, yeah?
Just to be there for them, you know, and Well, I'm just a little bit worried about Jake.
Yeah, I think we all are.
I know you've said you're fine about him moving back here with his dad.
Well, if that's what he wants, it's his choice.
Yes, of course, but... Well, I mean, it was really kind of you to buy him those new trainers and spend all that time giving his room a mech over.
Oh, it was no problem. I was happy to do it.
I'm sure you were. And he says you're taking him on another treat next weekend.
Yeah, laser tag in Felpersham. Oh. Him and Mia. And then the Black Country Museum.
Yeah, well, like I said, it's really Jake I'm thinking of here. I know he's doing better now, he's managing, but... deep down, he's still suffering.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm doing all these things for him. I'm trying to make him feel better.
Yeah, that's what we all want, isn't it? But we don't want him to feel under any kind of pressure, do we?
But what sort of pressure?
Will, I know it's hard for you. You want to keep the kids together with you, like they were before. I understand that. But Jake, well, he's sad and confused and vulnerable. He's got to be free to make up his own mind about where he wants to live.
Yes, of course. I'm not wanting to pressure him.
Aren't you? Really?
Well, I...
Look, I'm not sure if I should tell you this, but...
What?
Andrew's been talking to his solicitor.
But why?
All right. No need to get upset. It was just to get the facts, to find out where he stands. Better to know everything.
So, what did they say? Where does he stand?
Well, I mean, I'm sure there's no reason why it should come to that, not if we can sort it all out between us.
Come to what?
To court. But if it does, well, Andrew's got a very good case for having both the kids back to live with him.
Both of them?
Yes. Like I said, we all hope it doesn't happen, but I thought I ought to tell you.
It's a big day for Neil. His first batch of pigs coming to Barrow Farm.
Gosh, how exciting for him.
Oh, yes, Lily. He was up at the crack of dawn this morning to make sure it all went smoothly. And of course, it's a lot of responsibility too, him being manager of a big high-tech place like that. All those animals to look after and the staff as well.
So do they have to call him sir?
Oh, the workers? No, Neil's not like that. As long as they do their job, I'm sure he'll treat them all as equals.
I'm sure he will, Susan.
In fact, we've asked one of them round for dinner tonight. Do you remember Hannah? She used to work with Tom a few years ago now when she was a student.
Oh.
She'll be starting at Barrow in a few weeks. We thought we'd do our best to make her feel at home.
Hannah.
There. Is that everything?
Yes. Oh, Mum wants her bought such a life.
Oh, yes.
Hiya.
I don't remember any pig girl.
No, well.
Pig girl. You talking about Hannah?
Yes.
Oh, there's no reason why you should. You'd have only been little when she left.
Addie, I remember Hannah.
I'm sure you do, Jazzer.
Oh, really?
I mean, we go way back.
Ah.
Oh, dear. Where's Jim put those magazines?
I knew she was around. She was in the bull the other night.
Maybe out the back. I'll go and have a look.
Thanks, Susan.
Won't be a sec.
So, Jazzer, some kind of history with you and this Hannah?
No. Well, aye, maybe.
Ah, and you're thinking you can pick up from where you left off?
Well, I'm not so sure about that. She's been freezing me out.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Who knows? Never say never, eh?
Okay. Well, Neil and Susan have asked around for dinner tonight.
Dinner? They never asked me around for dinner. And I've worked with the pigs all these years.
Oh, perhaps I shouldn't have told you.
I'm glad you did. Hey, and Lily, I hear Freddie got a free nose job.
Oh, you heard about that.
Aye, Johnny told me.
Yes, well, that'll teach him to play dodgeball.
Dodgeball?
Oh, it's all about his hand-eye coordination. Or lack of.
Johnny never said anything about dodgeball. I had a different story.
Oh, no.
What's the matter?
I've gone and burnt the topping for the bruschetta.
Oh.
Turn me back for a second and it's ruined.
Oh, yeah.
don't look too bad.
It smells horrible.
No. Here, let me have a taste.
Oh, dear. After all that work.
Oh, that's all right. That tastes okay to me.
Really?
Yeah, it's fine. It's just caught on the bottom, and by the time you spread it out...
Well, nothing else for it, I suppose. No time to make any more.
You want me to give you a hand?
No, thanks. I'll manage. If you get the Prosecco out of the fridge and some glasses.
Okay.
Oh, so silly of me. And I wanted this to be special.
Yeah, well, it is. It all looks fantastic, Susan.
Well, we want Hannah to feel valued, don't we? Mm-hmm. As you're her new boss.
Yeah, don't you worry about that.
You're right. I mustn't panic. Everything's under control.
Yeah. So, Clary says Will's not so good again.
No. Apparently there was some kind of trouble with Nick's mum, Bev, because Will brought Jake home late last night.
Oh.
Clary says he's quite down, and he'd seemed a lot better at the weekend.
Well, he's still grieving for Nick.
Yeah. So I've had Clary worrying about Will, and Pat worrying about this friend of hers, Olwyn.
She's still not turned up again?
No, and her health's not good either.
Hmm.
Pat's been looking everywhere.
Well... I suppose if she doesn't want to be found...
No, that's the big problem. Oh, that must be Hannah. Mm. Oh, and the place still stinks of burnt antipasti. Oh,
it's all fine, Susan. I'll let her in.
Hi.
Ah, Hannah, hello. Come on in.
I'm not too early, am I?
No. It's good to see you. Here, let me take your jacket.
Oh, thanks. Mmm, something smells good.
Yeah. Well, I hope you like Italian.
Oh, yeah. What a treat.
Good. So, come on through and have a drink.
Freddie.
Oh, hey. Didn't see you there.
I was waiting for you.
Oh. Well, that's nice. I've missed you too.
Wait. A dodgeball accident. Was that the best you could do?
What?
You lied to me, Freddie. What's going on with you and Ellis?
Ellis? Don't know what you mean.
Oh, stop it! I know what happened, why your nose was bleeding. Johnny told Jazza and Jazza told me. Oh,
Jazza, big mouth.
It's drugs again, isn't it? Those pills.
No, it's nothing to do with pills.
I'm not stupid. Why else would Ellis hit you?
Because he's a prat with anger issues.
You owe him money. What for?
No, I don't owe him anything.
Is it E again? It is, isn't it?
No. I promise you.
I told you, remember? If you messed with drugs again, I was going to tell Mum.
No, Lily!
And I mean it. I'll go in there right now and tell her what's happened.
No, listen, please. I swear to you, I've not been using E or shrooms or anything like that.
So what is going on? Why did Ellis hit you?
It's all sorted, I promise. You don't need to know.
Yes, I do, if you're in trouble.
No, I'm not doing drugs. I'm not in trouble.
Freddie,
just... Trust me, for once, okay?
Hannah, have some more antipasti.
Oh, yeah, I'd love some more of the toasty stuff.
The bruschetta?
It is good, isn't it?
Yum. Mm. Don't get this kind of gourmet food at home. I'm more used to takeaways.
Oh, we eat like this every day, don't we, Susan?
Oh?
He's kidding you, Hannah.
Oh.
Only on special occasions, or I'd spend my whole life in the kitchen.
So, what did they feed you in, where was it, North Carolina?
A lot of steak, a lot of fries, a lot of burgers.
Oh. So no pork, then?
Oh, no, now you mention it.
I suppose, working on a pig farm.
Yeah, one that size. How many pigs did you say?
100,000, give or take.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a serious lot of pigs.
Well, there are bigger farms than that.
Yeah, it puts Barrow Farm into context, doesn't it?
Yeah, it was a good experience for me, though. It was pretty intense.
Yeah, I bet.
To be honest, I'm glad to be out of it. Give me the European system any day.
Well, yeah, not just smaller, less crowding, higher welfare standards.
Oh, yeah. And I first got hooked on pigs in Ambridge, so it's really good to be back here again.
Yeah, that's nice, isn't it?
We're lucky to have you.
Oh, thanks, Neil. That's nice.
Oh, where's Matt now?
I'll go and see.
So, have you been down to Bridge Farm since you've been back?
No, I've not had the chance.
Catch up with a few old faces? A lot's happened there since you've been away.
Hey there, Neil.
Yeah, I know, I heard. I really must go and see Helen. That voice sounds familiar.
It's not the best time, Dad. We've got someone...
It's okay, it's not going to take long.
Jazza.
Hello, Susan. Oh, and look who's here. Hannah.
Hello, Jazza.
This is a nice wee surprise. You came in for dinner?
Yes, she has, and you weren't invited.
So what exactly did you want, Jazza?
Oh, aye, that book on pig diseases. Rex wants to borrow it.
Pig diseases?
I said I'd fetch it for him.
Well, can't Rex pick it up himself tomorrow?
Well, I was passing on my way back from work, so...
All right, hold on, I'll go and find it.
Great, thanks, Neil. I was just hard on here, eh?
No, don't sit down. Not in your work clothes.
Okay, I'll stand. That's no champagne you're drinking, Hannah.
Prosecco.
A top quality Prosecco.
Oh, that's kind of you, Susan. I have a wee splash now I'm here.
Jazza?
Oh, all right. I'll find you a glass.
Freddie?
I told you. It's all cool. Now, out of my room, please.
No, not until you tell me the truth.
I am. Why would I lie to you? I said I'm not doing E, and I'm not.
OK, so it's got to be something else, then.
Lily, you know that's rubbish. I've hardly been out. I've been too busy revising.
Of course. All this hyped-up studying, all this working through the night, it's amphetamines.
Oh, no! No, I'm not on speed.
So what is it? Something worse?
Oh, please, that's insane.
All right, so tell me what it is. I'm not giving up. If you don't tell me, I'll go straight to
Mum. All right, back off. I'll tell you.
So?
I've been using smart drugs to help my revision. It's nothing bad, just the odd pill to give me an edge. And I gave some to a mate and Ellis found out and now...
Freddie.
100,000, that's a whole army.
Well, it was just for the experience. I wasn't there for long.
It's okay. You need to apologise.
I'm not apologising.
Be fair on a Jazza.
You know me. Happy to live and let live. But we all know the only happy pig's a free-range pig. I've no order against you, but...
Okay, well, that's very big of you.
Andy!
Oh, goody, Neil.
You working in a pig factory doesn't mean we can't still be friends.
Oh, I'm not too sure about that one.
Just like old times, eh? You and me together, sorting out the wieners.
Things have moved on, Jazza. And there may be some biosecurity issues.
Well, as long as you keep your cell clean.
Wasn't me I was thinking of.
Look at him, you cheeky.
We can't risk infection spreading from your pigs to Barrow Farm.
Infection?
Isn't that right, Neil?
Yeah, she's got a point. We have to be very strict about hygiene.
Yeah, and you here now in your work clothes, you might be spreading infection already.
Who, me?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dear. We don't want that, do we? It might be best for you to go now.
Go?
Yes, go on, quick as you can.
Better safe than sorry, Jazza.
Okay, I'm gone.
Here's the book. I'll put the yard light on for you.
Be in touch with Hannah, eh? See you soon.
Bye.
Hannah, I'm so sorry.
Hey, no, don't worry about it.
Oh, he's got no shame at all.
Poor Jazz. He's suffering from this massive delusion. It's not like we were ever more than mates.
Oh, no. I'm sure you weren't.
Well, he's not changed a bit, has he? He still doesn't know when he's wasting his time.
Safe? How can you even say
Smart
that?
Drugs are safe. Everyone knows that.
I can't believe you, Freddie. You know what they do to your head.
Yes, they make you smarter, help you revise.
And they can totally mess you up. They have all kinds of side effects, and how do you even know what's in them?
These aren't even off the street, they're prescription.
How can you be so stupid and naive?
Lily, come on, I thought you'd be pleased.
What?
You're my sister, and you look out for me.
Well, not anymore. What? I've had enough. I'm done with you, Freddie.
Lily, please.
No, I mean it. If you want to wreck your life with drugs, go on and do it. I really don't care anymore. Oh, hello.
Ah, there you are.
Have you come in for some lunch?
No. Is it okay for me to use this milk?
Yes.
Yes, of course it is.
Now that we're shopping separately.
You're welcome to use anything in the fridge, and there's plenty of milk.
Right.
It's fine by me.
Got an odd sense of déjà vu from when I was living in a student house share.
Alistair, while you're here...
Yeah?
I'm going into Borchester tomorrow to see my solicitor.
So, I assume this is about...
Just for a preliminary talk, before we start things moving.
Shula, does it have to be so soon?
Well, there's no huge rush, of course. I don't want you to feel pressured. I mean, I just want to get some advice about our situation.
Well, if that's what you want, I can't stop you.
So, not now, not today, but whenever you feel ready, perhaps you should think about
yes,
seeing...
Yes, you're right. Better find a solicitor of my own.
So, how's Mr. Five-Year Fixed Rate Eye, sir?
If you mean Harrison.
What's his next big investment tip? Is he buying you a piggy bank?
Oh, ha, ha, ha.
Yeah, I know. I spent a while working on that one.
Kenton, apart from not being funny, you're talking about the man I love.
Oops. Sorry, did I speak out of turn?
Well, remind me, how much savings have you put by for a rainy day?
Ouch, that was a low one.
Hello.
Oh, hi, sis.
Hi, Shula.
You're not about to close?
No, it's just our usual mid-afternoon dip.
Anyway, back to the tea room.
No, seriously, Fallon, I'm with your mum. I think it's great that Harrison's being so responsible and forward-thinking.
Yes, don't you forget it.
Bye. So, Shula, how's things?
Oh, not too great.
Oh, hey.
But not good at all. That's why I'm here.
Okay.
I had to get away. I've left the girls to cope for the afternoon.
So what would help? Can I get you something?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, come on. We've got the place to ourselves. Anything you feel like.
How
about a nice hot chocolate with whipped cream?
Oh.
Oh, come on. Good old comfort binge. Never fails.
Well, all right.
Great. Just a guess. Things proving tricky now he's back there with you.
Oh, Kenton. He's so hurt and miserable. And that makes me feel so guilty. I'm such a bad person.
Hey, come on. That's just not true.
Oh, it's how it makes me feel.
Shula, look at me. I know how hard it's been, but you've done the right thing. Not just for you, for Alistair too. That marriage, it was a slow death for both of you. He'll live to thank you.
Thank me?
Remember what this was all about. It's about a clean break, a fresh start. So it's no good dwelling on the past. You need to start looking forward to your new life, to the future.
Well, yes, but I'm not sure how to do that.
Well, okay. You could start by going out and treating yourself to something really extravagant.
Like what?
I don't know. Hey, what about the money that Caroline left you? Have you spent it yet?
No, I haven't.
Well, there you are.
The way things are, it'll probably go on solicitor's fees.
Oh, no, we can't have that. I'm sure that we can think of a much better way to spend it.
Alistair, you're getting to be quite a regular.
Yeah. I needed somewhere to hide out for half an hour.
Well, you picked the right afternoon. It's quiet in here.
Mm. Just me and my fizzy water. Suits me fine.
Things that bad for you?
Shula's going to see her solicitor.
Oh, okay, well, I guess that was going to happen sometime.
Yeah, though I suppose deep down I was still hoping. Well, you know.
Talking to her lawyer, that could mean a lot of things.
Oh, she's made it pretty clear. She wants a divorce and she's not going to hang about.
Oh, I'm sorry. I have to get this.
I should go anyway. I've got visits to make.
Okay then, Alistair, I'll see you soon.
Yeah, no doubt you will.
Hello, Adam.
Hi, I just picked up a missed call.
Yeah, it's nothing too urgent. Lexi's needing to confirm the date of the next transfer.
Yeah?
She's asking if we want to go along with her. Have you any thoughts?
Look, I'm out with the spreader right now. Can we talk about it later?
One cappuccino.
Ooh, can I have some cake too?
You have to be quick, I'm closing up soon.
I know. I really came by to give you the good news.
Oh?
What's that?
Well, I've had the letter confirming the last of our savings accounts.
Have you?
So that's it. All sorted and filed away. No more online forms and no more pestering you with boring questions.
Oh, that's great, Harrison. I'm so pleased. Well done.
Thanks. It's nice to be appreciated.
Well, of course you are. Oh, and hey, guess what? I've got some news for you. I've been doing some financial planning of my own.
Have you? Oh.
Yes.
Well, I'm impressed.
And I know it's so nerdy and boring of me, but I've got a form for you to look at.
Really? So what are you signing me up for?
No, we're not here. You have to wait till we get home.
Top dressing the last of the winter wheat. Mind-numbing job if ever there was one.
Okay. There you go.
Lovely, thanks.
Did you have a chance to think about
the next transfer?
Look, I don't want to hassle you, but...
I don't know. I'll be there if I can, of course.
Well, I noticed there was an F in there.
Ian, you know how it is for me at Home Farm. I can't plan too far ahead.
Okay, that's fair enough. Though, Lexi's been worried about you.
Lexi? Why?
That you might be cooling off about the whole thing.
No, why would she think that?
I'm just passing it on.
Well, okay. You can tell her from me, I'm right behind it. I'm just as committed as ever.
Good, I'm glad to hear you say that.
We've been here before, haven't we? I wish you'd both have a bit more faith. Trust me not to let you down.
All right, I'm sorry. I know you've got a whole lot to deal with on the farm.
Yeah, my big efforts to reach out to Brian. They've got me absolutely nowhere. He's lurking around the place like a wounded tiger.
Not good.
No. And I know Brian. He hates me for what I've done. It's not over yet. He'll find a way to fight back.
Oh, I'm not used to these gears.
No, you're doing fine. Just go easy on the clutch.
Oh, help! You've only got to touch the accelerator.
Well, you heard what the man said. 0 to 60 in 5.3 seconds.
Yeah, we're in a 30-mile-an-hour limit, Kenton.
Yeah, well, no need to break the law. Just enjoy yourself.
Oh, I can see it's a lovely car, but...
But what? It's only a test drive, Shula.
I feel a bit conspicuous.
Well, that's the whole idea of a convertible. Or shall we stop and put the top up?
Oh, no, it's nice. I like the fresh air.
Oh, do me all right. Can't like this. Bombing down the fast lane, wind in your hair, radio blasting.
Where are we supposed to be going?
Oh, I don't know. Wherever the mood takes you.
So, once round the ring road and back again?
Sounds good to me.
This is all such a mad idea. Why did I let you talk me into it?
You only live once. A fresh start, remember?
I suppose. But this isn't quite what I had in mind for the future.
Huh? So what did you have in mind?
I don't know. Honestly, Kenton, I've no idea. It's all so big and strange and scary.
Well, that's life, isn't it?
I suppose.
And aren't you just a teeny bit excited, too?
Yes, I am excited.
Great. That's my girl.
In fact, I haven't felt like this since I can't remember when.
Okay, fantastic. Hey, we're out of the speed limit now. Why don't you put your foot down?
Right.
Oh, I'm glad I'm not back on early tomorrow.
Oh, well, pizza's in the oven. Why don't you go and chill out?
No, you've got something for me to do first.
Have I?
Yeah, this form for me to look at.
Oh, yeah, so I have.
So, I'm ready and waiting.
Okay, well, hold on. Got it here for you. Printed it out.
Very efficient. What's it for?
Ah, well, it's called a regular saver.
Oh, right.
Yeah, you see, instead of putting in a lump sum, you save a little bit each month and they give you a higher rate of interest.
Oh, yeah, I think I knew that.
I mean, it's still not much, but if you put a bit by each month, it all adds up, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. But I thought you were sick of all that. Don't we have enough savings accounts?
Ah, well, yeah, this one's going to be different. It's going to be special.
Special?
Yes. It's going towards our wedding fund.
Fallon, did you just say...
What?
Was that a proposal?
I think, yeah, if you like.
What? I mean, you mean
You really want to marry me?
Yes, Harrison, I do. So, what about this form? Are you going to sign it?
Yes! 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 Come here! Oh, Fallon, you're so wonderful and clever and gorgeous, and I am just so lucky.
Yes, so am I.
Wedding fun! Hey, quick, get me a pen before you change your mind.
Yes, there we go.
Oh, nice driving, sis. Did he look jealous?
Breathe my exhaust, you loser.
Shula, did you really just say that?
Sorry, it's this car. It's doing funny things to me.
Yeah, well, that's great.
Oh, I'm having so much fun. I'm still not quite sure how we ended up halfway to Hollerton.
So you're going to buy it, then?
Oh, I didn't say that.
Well, go on. Use Caroline's money for a deposit. What better use for it? Oh, hey, steady the lights.
I saw them.
Oh, go on. Be reckless. Go on, buy it.
They are offering a pretty good deal.
Yeah. And just imagine driving this round the village green.
Oh, no, look.
What?
In that car, it's Alistair.
Oh.
Oh, of all the people in the world.
Well, okay, just stay calm. Oh. Well, they may not have seen us.
Oh, he must have. How could he possibly miss us?
Well, even if he did, does it matter?
Yes, yes, it does matter.
Shula, you're test driving a car. I mean, what's that to Alistair?
Not just any car, Kenton. What's he going to think?
Oh, come on, relax. We've had a nice time. Don't let him spoil it for you.
Too late, he already has.
Show him you don't care. You buy it now and drive it back to the stables.
No, no, I can't. I was silly even to think of it.
Oh, no, no, Shula, don't say that.
I must have been mad. What would I do with a car like this in Ambridge?
Why have you stopped?
Oh, I've had enough. You can drive us back to the showroom. I don't know what I was thinking.
Oh, I'm sorry, sweetheart. I need to go into the shop and Susan won't like you in there. I'll be as quick as I can, I promise.
Afternoon, Linda.
Oh, Jill, hello.
Was that a dog you were talking to?
Yes, though not mine. She's borrowed.
I saw you with your latest the other day.
My latest?
The poodle.
Ah, yes.
It looked genteel and elegant. You seemed well matched.
Oh, well, yes, she was quite charming in many ways, but a little too refined, perhaps.
Oh.
Anyway, she had to go back on Wednesday. I can't really say I miss her.
So who's in the car?
Ah, well, you just hold on. I'll introduce you.
Right.
Look, there's someone who wants to meet you.
Oh.
Jill, say hello to Bertha.
A bulldog.
Yes. I know they're not to everyone's taste, but she's such a sweetie pie.
Is she?
Wait there, Bertha, while I do my shopping.
Bit different from a poodle.
Oh, yes, chalk and cheese. She's really very gentle and sweet-natured.
Good. Well, I must let you get on.
Oh, Jill, before you go, did I hear that Alistair's back at the stables?
Yes, he is.
Oh, so what exactly is going on with those two?
To be honest, Linda, I'm not entirely sure.
Oh.
I'm calling on Shula this evening, so perhaps I'll find out then.
Thanks, Charles. I'll be in touch. Bye.
Oh, hell. Perfect timing.
Brian!
Yes, Adam?
What is this? What's going on?
Nothing's going on.
So what was our land agent doing here?
It's just a routine chat, that's all.
I saw you with him, Brian, walking around the arable. That was a lot more than a routine
chat.
Well,
please, calm down. Don't be so paranoid.
I'm not. I just want to know why he was here. Well?
You really want to know?
You're not thinking of selling land. You are.
Adam.
Without even telling the rest of us?
Adam, I wasn't going to keep it a secret. I just wanted to get some idea of our options.
Why? Why now?
Do I have to spell it out to you?
You've heard. From the insurers?
Yes.
They're not going to pay?
No, they're not.
Oh.
We will have to pay for it all ourselves. Whole works. And anything else.
How much?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I haven't worked it out.
But it could be over $1 million?
Yes. Yes, that's why I called Charles. I'm not sure what else to do, Adam. I'm running clean out of ideas.
All right. Yes, I see. Well, we all knew this could happen, so we need to make a plan. Should we go somewhere we can talk?
Keep her steady. I'm on the last tooth now.
Yes, good girl. You were right. She didn't need sedating.
She was fine the last time.
Yes.
There. That should do her.
Thanks.
Shall I have a quick look at her leg while I'm here?
Oh, do you mind? I know you've had a long afternoon.
Oh, I'm quite happy to keep busy.
Yes. Oh, it's Mum.
Were you expecting her?
No, I wasn't. I haven't seen her for days, not since...
Shula?
Hi, Mum.
Hello. Hello, Alistair.
Jill. Hello.
You look busy. I don't want to interrupt.
No, no.
No, you're not. It's just a routine thing. He's been doing her teeth.
Yes, I see.
The leg seems fine anyway. Don't think you need to worry.
Good. Thanks. So if you need to get on...
Yes, I will, if you don't mind.
No, of course not.
I've still got some admin to do.
It was nice to see you, Alistair.
Yes, you too. Bye.
Bye.
So, Mum...
I hope you don't mind me calling round like this.
No, of course not. It's good to see you. Shall we go in and have some tea?
Kenton? Bertha. Bertha, this is Kenton. Would you like to shake paws?
Linda, we do have a fairly relaxed policy on dogs, but
Come on. She's not doing any harm, are you, Poppet? And I'll keep hold of her. I shan't let her run around.
Can she run?
Kenton, don't be mean. She really is the sweetest creature you could hope to meet.
Yeah, sure, but... Well, she's not going to win any beauty contest, is she?
Well, you know what they say. You should never judge a book by its cover.
So, are you going to get one like that? To replace Scruff?
Well, early days. She does walk quite slowly and the llamas aren't very sure about her.
Kenton?
Oh, Alistair.
Alistair! Hi. Have you met my new friend?
Sorry, Linda. I'm in a bit of a rush. I'd like a quick word with Kenton.
Oh, all right. Let's go back and sit with Robert, shall we, Bertha?
So, Al, how's things?
Oh, I expect you got a pretty good idea from Shula yesterday afternoon.
Huh. So you saw us?
On the Hollerton Road in a, what, GTI cabriolet?
Yeah.
I'm guessing that was your idea.
Yes, it was. A test drive. Is that a problem for you?
For me? No, not especially.
It's what she wants, mate. To break away from her old life and make a new start.
Yeah, I'd sort of got that message already. Look, I don't care what kind of car she drives or where, and she's quite entitled to whatever kind of new life she's yearning for. If I do have a problem, it's with the way she's going about it.
Meaning what, exactly?
Kenton, you and Shula are close. And, of course, you're doing your best to support her like any brother would. But do you really think you're helping the situation?
Sorry, but I'm still not with you.
Try and look at it from the outside. What other people might be thinking about the way she's behaving. A woman who walks out on almost 20 years of marriage, completely out of the blue, with no warning whatsoever.
She had had enough. I mean, she'd been unhappy for years.
Maybe, but you do know I'm not completely to blame for her unhappiness. Things are never that simple, are they?
Yeah, no. Well, of course, I don't blame you.
And if she told me sooner, years ago, we might have had a chance to make it better. Now it's too late. Never mind our marriage vows, she won't even consider any kind of discussion or counselling. So for me, it seems to be a case of just suck it up and make the best of it.
Yeah, I get it must be difficult, but
yeah,
that's...
okay. I know it's no use me whinging about it, but it's actually Shula I'm thinking of here.
How does that work?
Kenton, Instead of encouraging her to buy fast cars, maybe you should be helping her to think about her behaviour. I mean, the way it's affected people around her, the way it's hurt them. And I don't mean me. I mean Dan and Jill, the family, the people who care about her. If she's on her own in this new life of hers, she's going to need their support, their sympathy, their respect. Do you think this is the way to earn it?
Well,
that's all I came to say. Perhaps you ought to think about it, Kenton.
When this all blew up, I took out a 6-month extension on the overdraft to tide us through until the insurance paid up. And now, of course, that's not going to happen.
So, how much wriggle room do we have?
Well, none. Any spare credit we had, I used to buy the new land. So there's nothing left in the kitty at all.
Oh. You've still not said exactly how much it's going to cost us.
Because I'm still not sure.
You must have some idea. A ballpark figure, at least for the total bill. I need to know, Brian.
Well, my latest advice is that the EA are almost sure to prosecute. So even if I'm lucky and escape being locked up...
Your solicitor said prison was unlikely.
Yeah, but not impossible. Even if I avoid it, there'll be a hefty fine. Probably in the hundreds of thousands.
Right.
So all in all, we could be facing a final bill that's over £2 million.
So how many weeks is Pip now?
Ooh, getting on for 7 months.
Gosh. I'm glad she's keeping well anyway.
Yes.
Even if she's having to step back from the farm.
Shula, I didn't come here to talk about Pip. I'm sorry, but I've got to ask. How are things with you and Alistair?
Oh, you know, much the same.
Really? So nothing's changed since he moved back?
Well, no, not really.
But when I arrived, you seemed to be getting on so well.
Mum.
Out in the yard with the horse. It was almost as if things were back to normal again.
No, they're not normal at all. You've no idea how difficult it's been.
Oh. But surely, if you can share the same house, that's a big step forward.
No, Mum, it really isn't.
I think it is. Perhaps it's not too late after all. Can't you try and patch things up for the sake of all those years of marriage?
Mum, please. I'm sorry, but that's just not going to happen.
But how can you be sure until you've tried?
Because I am. I know it's hard for you to understand, but I need to do this, Mum. For me. There's no way back.
However bad things are, selling land can never be the answer. It's our biggest long-term asset.
Well, if you've any other suggestions.
If we must sell something, why not start with your share of the Hungarian setup?
I have. I've done it.
You've sold Hungary?
That's what I've been up to these last 2 weeks.
Right. I see.
It's all done. Sale's about to go through.
How much did you get for it?
A lot less than I'd hoped.
Surely it must have been worth a million at least.
That's what I thought. We'll end up with about 3/4 of that.
I suppose at least that's something.
Yeah, still a way to go, though. And I told you, there's nothing else. Pot's completely empty.
And you didn't think to share this with me or the other partners?
Or would you be in any mood to listen after the treatment I got at the last meeting?
Look,
can you blame me keeping it to myself?
No. No, that's a fair point. But you're not facing this on your own. I'm on your side.
Are you?
Yes, of course. We're all in the same boat here. It's about the whole future of the farm. We all need to work together to save it.
How?
Look, things are bad, but we're not finished yet. Trust me, Brian. I won't let this beat us. We'll find a way.
This is the BBC.
From ancient philosophers to modern statesmen.
He was one of the most important figures, not just in China, but in world politics.
The story of China through the lives of 20 of its most influential citizens.
Her name was Tsung Mei-ling. She would become better known to the world as Madame Chiang Kai-shek.
Carrying on the pioneer work of your ancestors.
Confucius. Li Qingzhao.
Chinese characters from BBC Radio 4. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.